In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. This is Father Tom and Anthony. I want to tell you today that we just finished with the Days of Glory, and we had a wonderful time. The power of God was there. The last Mass that we had, I said to the people, we need $13,000 to pay our bills, because our bills were $60,000. And we got the $13,000, and we could pay our bills. I tell you, God knows how to meet every need. No matter what the need is today, what's your need? What's your need? You don't pay your bills? Are you tithing? Are you tithing your money? When you tithe your money, the windows have opened, the windows of heaven open up for you. Oh, yes. It was a wonderful, wonderful 4 days preaching the Word of God, hearing the Word of God, and seeing people being blessed out of their shoes. Oh, yes. We have this every year in November by the grace of God. And you know, things happen when you come to meet Jesus with a hunger and a thirst. How we need a hunger and a thirst to meet Jesus. You say, but I didn't go. Well, you're going to hear today about the Days of Glory, and more than that, about what Isaiah tells us in the 43rd chapter of Isaiah.
Yeah, so before we begin, Lord, we know you're omnipotent, you can do anything, so we just ask right now for you to release every anointing, every impartation, every download that you gave to us at the Days of Glory. Lord, just release it right now to everyone listening. They're your children too. You know, and we all need your glory, your love. We all need that touch of heaven sometimes. So God, we know there in the spirit, there's no space or time. So just release that right now. So yeah, the Days of Glory was amazing. You know, the best part, we had the charismatic Mass. Father Tom preached for half an hour every Mass. And you know, it was captivating. Absolutely captivating, listening to the Word of God, but also listening to the testimonies. You know, the Word of God is preached, but also testimonies are preached, and the power of God is on the testimony. God wants the power of God to be on your testimony. You know, my life is a living testimony to the Days of Glory and just to the charismatic movement and what the power of God has done. You know, after the healing services and after Maria or Father Tom, we would pray for people and miracles would break out. Maria would call people up and they would give some of their testimonies of the healings they received. During one healing service, Pastor Miles, he got a word that metal pins were being dissolved in people, and he started praying for that. And every people he prayed for, we don't know if the metal was dissolved or not, but we know that everyone who received prayer were testifying that their pain was gone. You know, as Father Tom was preaching the Word of God, the glory of God would come down and rain upon all the people. You could feel the presence of the angelic realm. You know, Jesus was sending down his angels. The heavens were opened. And it became because there was a couple hundred people who were wild for God, not worrying about what anyone saw to them, what anyone thought. They were just going for it. They were just praising the Lord. And nothing makes the Lord more happy. You know, when we praise the Lord with all our heart, all our body, We dance, we yell, we just love on God so he can love on us. A lot of times the measure we give is the measure we receive. The measure we give, we are given. So God's just looking for you to be sold out to him. A sold out church today. We prayed for the Holy Spirit to come over the whole body, and especially the Catholic Church, to move through the church with power and might, that the gospel could not only be proclaimed but displayed. You know, Jesus gave his apostles the anointing to drive out demons, to heal the sick, to display the power of the gospel. And when the power of the gospel is displayed like that, there's no more theological arguments. You know, souls are won. I'll give a testimony of my friend. I was getting a haircut, and I had prayed for him and given him a word of knowledge a couple years ago that God was going to heal his childhood. And just God showed me a couple things that I told him. And I hadn't seen him for a year and a half. He went to work somewhere else. But when I went to go get a haircut, he was there. Because God knows everything. And I invited him there. I just told him to come and, you know, everything will be provided for. Don't worry. Just, he came. And when he came, he never knew Jesus. And in the praise and worship, he was getting so touched by the Holy Spirit. I'd prayed for him. And we were waiting to do I was waiting to see if we want to do an altar call, but the Lord said, no, have him, ask him, tell him that the Lord wants him to give his life to Jesus right now. So in the midst of praise and worship, he gave his life to the Lord. You know, he said the sinner's prayer. I pray with him for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And not 1 second after he gave his life to the Lord, Maria came up and took the microphone. And the Lord told me to tell him, whatever she says right now is for you. God is speaking through Maria to you. And Maria told us that the Lord told her there was someone in here who was thinking of committing suicide over a lake of water. And whoever it is, God wants to heal him right now. Or whoever it was. It took him a couple seconds, but he went up to the front. So brave. Because the power of God hit him. Then Maria prayed for him. Put his hands to heaven. He received prayer. He immediately fell out under the power of God. And while he was laying on the floor, 200 people in unison put their hands to them and prayed in tongues. Fom re shanama hore kare. And he was so delivered. You know, he was delivered of a lifetime of pain. You know, a lifetime of searching. Like Father Tom said, the best part, being lost and being found. God took him into a dark valley so he'd be open to receive his fullness of light. And you know, these are just some of the things that happen with the surrender to God, with the Holy Spirit. So Lord, you know, what you did for that man, there are people who need that impartation right now. So in the name of Jesus, you say, Lord, if you ask anything, Jesus, in my name, you'll go to the Father for us and grant it. So Jesus, just release that right now.
Many years ago, when I was a deacon, I was at St. Teresa's Church in Salem. And there was an alb, the priest's alb, hanging from a pipe. And the Lord said, someone here is going to commit suicide. Speak to it. So I did. I changed my talk. I talked about the love of God, how he wanted to touch people, that if they were desperate, Jesus would feel their desperation. Oh, I kept on talking because I felt that Jesus spoke to me that someone there was going to commit suicide. And you want to know what? 2 days later, she called me on the phone and said I had the pills all ready. I said, Lord, you have one more chance. Amazing. It's amazing. Maybe you're suicidal. Give your life to Jesus. You say, but my life has been so painful. Well, I'm going to tell you what Isaiah 43 says for you today. But now, not tomorrow, not yesterday, but now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. I have redeemed you in the precious blood of Jesus. I call you by name. You know, with all these numbers that we have, you go to the bank, you go to put in your card with all these numbers. The Lord does not call us by a number. He calls us by name. By name I have called you. By name that I love you. By name you are mine. You are mine, says the Lord. Oh yes, he called you by name. And he wants you to know that he redeemed you through the blood of Jesus. But listen to the rest of this Isaiah 43. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. I remember Monsignor Waltz telling the story of three missionaries going to celebrate Mass, I believe in Mexico, and they had to cross a river. When they crossed the river, they were in quicksand. In the next minute, they were on the shore. They were miraculously put on the shore. They were in quicksand. And when they meet yearly, they say, did that really happen? One other would say, of course it happened. We're all living. We're all in quicksand. God put us on the other side of the river. I tell you, this is not difficult for God. The Lord takes what the world considers difficult and says, this is easy for God. God can do anything if we allow him to, if we surrender to him. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, if we surrender to him. I remember at a Life in the Spirit seminar, I called out, someone is healed of cancer. She came yesterday to Father Matt and said, Father Tom said someone was being healed of cancer. I felt it in my body, and the doctor said, the cancer is gone. God can do anything, anything, if we allow him to, if we give him our lives. It's all about giving our life to him. But he first loved us. He says, I called you by name. You are mine. You don't belong to people that have hurt you. You belong to Jesus. You are mine. Imagine. Imagine the Lord saying that to us. You are mine. I have called you by name. I have redeemed you in my blood. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you go through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I'm your Savior. I saved you on the cross. And what were the last words of Jesus? It is finished. Oh, yes. He saved us through his precious blood. He saved us by mounting the cross. And he promised that he would draw all men and women into his sacred heart. When I am lifted up, I will draw all men to my heart. Oh, yes. This is Jesus. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Is he your Savior today? Is he your Savior? He's mine. Sister Sarah, for many years ago, I was visiting her. She's a contemplative nun. And she said, the first thing we all need Jesus as a Savior. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We need him as a Savior to save us. What does he save us from? Ourselves, our sins, our fears, our pain. He saves us. And that's war. That's worthy to be proclaimed. Most people don't know the power of Jesus. People say, I've gone to church every Sunday. I've never heard anything like this. It's only the gospel that I'm preaching. I'm preaching the word of God, that God is active. He's not sitting on a throne twiddling his thumbs. He's sitting on a throne pouring upon us the gift of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes. I have redeemed you. I am your Savior. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Listen to this. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Saba in exchange for you. Listen to this now. This is God speaking to you, because you are precious in my sight. You are precious in the sight of God. See, I don't feel precious. He died for you. You are precious in the sight of God. He called you by name. He's redeemed you. He doesn't call you by number. You are precious in the sight of God.
He's so good. Jesus is so worthy. And because of that, you are so worthy. You're worthy of this healing. You're worthy of this love. You're worthy of the grace. You know what? The Holy Spirit, the biggest object, is to let the Spirit pass our minds into, let the Holy Spirit pass our minds into our body. You know, all the lies of the world has told you are not true. You know, the lies maybe your teachers or your parents have told you, they're not true. Lies of you're worthy to receive everything Jesus went on that cross for. You're worthy to experience heaven when you go, but on this earth. You're worthy to be used by the Lord in a powerful way. You're worthy to be filled with the love of the Father. You know, before the school, we were talking about the river of life flowing from the throne room of God onto this earth. You know, in the Our Father, we pray, Lord, we want on earth as it is in heaven. You know, and in heaven, there is no torment in thoughts. There is no despair. There is no thoughts of suicide. You know, and you want to keep your mind on the upward flow of that. Today you want to keep your mind upon heaven. We ask the Lord to release heaven on you. He just wants you to know how loved, how much value you have. You know, you don't have value. You do not have value because of what house you have or what job you work. You have value because you're an unrepeatable masterpiece, you know, made by the living God and chosen to listen to this message. And you did not choose Jesus. He chose you. And there's just areas in your life right now that he's asking you to trust him, to give over to him. You know, when we become empty, we can receive everything. And the school of the Holy Spirit, you know, and these things, I ask God, I just want to be empty. Because guess what? When we become an empty vessel and there's no more of us, that's when we can receive the maximum amount of the Holy Spirit and the love of Christ and all the goodness of God. God's been ministering to me. A lot of time we're tormented because of our desires. You know, we want this, we want that. But in the spiritual life, we become perfectly at peace when we have no desire. When you have no desire, God fulfills all your desires. It's a paradox. But you know, you don't need to desire to have anything. If you just seek first the kingdom of God today and just desire the love of God, God will meet all your necessities. He'll meet all your desires. And he'll fill your heart with such love and grace that you'll never thirst for anything more. Thirst for the living waters coming from that throne room. Lord, we just ask for you to release it. You know, as Father Tom was talking, there's an impartation of the glory. There's an impartation of everything that God released. There is impartation of that love. That's what you feel right now. Lord, we just ask you to release the angelic realm upon every listener. You know, Father Tom says, I speak to one listener at a time. So me and Father Tom are speaking directly to you and only to you right now. We pray that it's really God speaking to you, just using us. That you know today how much value and how much love you have. You know that you were created for such a bigger purpose than you think. That God wants to use your life as a living testimony. That when you walk in a room, the atmosphere changes. That you have so much light in you that by standing next to someone, you're bringing heaven to them. You know, I just break every tormenting thought in Jesus' name that's coming against you or any of your lives. Tell God that you repent and you're sorry for coming into agreement with any of the devil's lies. You know, he's tricky, he's smart, but he's a liar. And the truth is what we're preaching to you right now, of love, of grace, of glory. So, you know, I love each and every one of you, as Father Tom does. It's all of my heart. But it's not because I have that capacity to love, but it's because Jesus loved me. He loved Father when we didn't deserve it. No one deserves it. We're all sinners, fall short of the glory of God. But God didn't come to condemn you. He came to save you. Amen. So just give him everything right now.
Because you are precious in my sight and honored. And I love you. Imagine. The creator of the world saying, you're precious in his sight and honored, and I love you. I remember once going to a woman's house that was not in my parish, and I was on my day off, and I felt, you know, I'm tired of doing what other people should be doing. But when I opened the door, I remember the stairs were dusty. The Lord told me, the woman you're going to visit is a precious woman in my sight. Now, when I went up there, she had a house coat on. She didn't look very precious, but she was precious in the sight of God. You too. Maybe you still got your pajamas on. You're precious in the sight of God and honored. Imagine God says he honors you. He honors me. This is the one who created the world. He spoke it into existence. This is the one who created Adam and Eve. He spoke them into existence. This is the one who went to the cross out of love for you, so that you would have everything from him. This is the one. You're honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not fear, for I am with you. You need to know that today. Do not fear, because Jesus Christ is with you. Jesus Christ is for you, and Jesus Christ is in you. Do not fear, because I am with you. This is the word of the Lord today, and I pray that it sticks in your heart, that you're precious and you're honored, and he called you by name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.